Welcome to 2 Minutes with St. Timothy.
My youngest daughter likes the TV show Word Girl. It's about a superhero with a really good vocabulary who likes to say things like, "May I have a word?" She has a sidekick named Captain Huggy Face. And that's really all I have to say about that. Obviously, it's just a cartoon, but there is something really super, even supernatural, about the word. And it goes well beyond letters on a page. Everything begins with a word, from a conversation to a text to a social media post. The greatest plans of mice and men all began with a spoken word. Even you and I were created by a word, for God created everything by speaking. Amazingly, God actually is the Word. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is the Word come alive, but the Word of God is also written in the Bible, and yet it too is alive. For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. So Jesus is the Word. The Bible is God's Word. What about the Holy Spirit? The Bible says He speaks the truth to us. Everything is really about the Word, and yet we can also lose it. Today we have Bible apps, the internet, and 100 different translations. But long ago, there were only a few handmade scrolls. An ancient story in the Bible tells us of a time when a people in a nation had literally lost the Word of God and didn't even know it, until they were cleaning out the temple and found an old copy. They were stunned by what they had forgotten. Their leaders quickly realized that so much trouble in their lives flowed from forgetting who they were, whose they were, and how they were to live. By finding God's Word, they found themselves. They found a better way to live and found a newly revitalized relationship with God. Oh, they had been tossing around God's name, giving lip service to His ways, but in reality, they had accidentally gone off on their own way. But thanks be to God, in finding His Word, they found that the forgotten way was actually the better way. God calls us out of ourselves and turns our eyes to Jesus, or as Word Girl would say, Word Up. You see, with or without us, the Word is alive, but the Word lives to live in you. If you love God, you'll love His Word. This is Pastor Jimmy. Hear more at Sunday Night Church in Mandeville.